cutting up some apples or peaches and letting the parts dry. Mm-hmm. Is there anything special you call that?
Mm-hmm. Dry fruit.
It's dry fruit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We used to dry apples. We lived with Julie. We lived about 4 miles from here this way. We had a big orchard. Mother would get them apples. We'd peel them, just slice them kind of thin. Mm-hmm. We'd get up on the shed and spread some down and put them on that tin, and them apples dry just like you buy my stuff. Mm-hmm. You can dry peaches like that.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of nut? I don't imagine it grows around here, but you see them around Christmas time a lot, you know? They're kind of long and gray colored.
Look kind of keen and kind of blunt at the end. Mm-hmm. That's a cream nut, isn't it?
What?
Cream nut, ain't it?
I don't know, is that the same thing as almonds or something like that?
Almonds is kind of round. And a cream nut is a little hood, look you about like a cookie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about that fruit that, you know, a lot of it grows in Florida?
Yes, oranges. They tell me, I don't know, I had a friend that worked there, a neighbor of us, David Bobbin, or a state from Baltimore, Maryland. He went there and they worked in the sugar cane. Mm-hmm. And he's sitting there talking, and he said, all of you running from them little snakes the other day, I wouldn't kill a snake, you're not scared. He said, you ought to be down in Florida to see them rattlesnakes. I said, what you say? He said, you ever been down there and just see them rattlesnakes? He said, yeah, the other day they hit them. They would see when that sugar cane get right. They had lots of them, would strip it down and lots of them, and they'd get good and ripe, and then they'd sit there, them blazes, sit at the fire, and them blazes went off. And he said, you talking about sometime deers and things, different kind of animals coming out, that's when they come out of that cane. He said, good big, you know why you see them going to the woods. I don't know why they'd be there eating it before they would be doing. Yeah, he told me about he seen rocks, said he killed rocks when he stopped there after Monday. After the leaves were burnt off, seen that everything that came was so thick, it just transformed from one place to another.
Let me ask you about it's a little red-colored root vegetable that tastes, I don't know about that size, you know, it tastes kind of hot and peppery.
Mm-hmm, I got some in the garden there, rich. Yeah, I got some in the garden there, too. But there's going to see that they approve and gave them to hold, don't they?
Is that right?
Uh-huh, I got some in the garden.
What about these things that'll make your eyes water if you try to slice them?
Onion.
Yeah.
No, I don't get on about it.
What about the ones that, you know, they're small and they have a long stalk?
You talking about shellacks?
What?
You talking about shellacks, aren't you?
Is that what you call them?
Uh-huh. My grandmother used to have a beard. Oh, half wide is my beard and long from here to this. And you don't mean I don't eat onions today? I like them, but they don't like me. I was staying with her and I was getting ready to go to school. I said, Grandma, would you fry me some onions and cook me some ham? And she had another one in that car. When I come back, I got that buttermilk and a big old crock. A deadly food, it's real. I used to be a good eater. I think I've been in my stomach when I was young, but she didn't have my onions, but my daddy took me home. And I got the little shellos. She had pitched the best soap and we fried down good, you know, and I got the ham and them shellos and they mixed it together. And I bet you the half hour time I said, did you ever see anybody in your life?
Mm-hmm.
The boy running a horse from here, you know, by my daddy's state, he got my daddy. And then, you know, son didn't tell you that, I looked for him to tell you that today by his daddy's bucket hole. We had a horse, the name was Queen, probably had a runabout buggy. Everybody sitting there in that racetrack ain't no bar for her. And that's what I used to ride all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me when she got that gig, Mama come down here with her. You got that, I know Mama from Papa. So I just did it, said Mama, and wrote it.